by signing this agreement, they really want to protect the population, they want to protect the environment. And as you may know, the safe environment and also health are part of human rights. So the African, by sending this signal in 1999, they really want to tell the rest of the world that Africa will no longer continue to be a garbage for the rest of the world.
You rightly said when you were answering a colleague that new form of waste are coming up almost every day. So why did it take 20 years for this meeting to be convened?
There's one thing important that came out of the ministerial discussions yesterday, which I found very, very interesting, which is about enhancing the solidarity between countries. If all those countries form a common position, they will find a way to say no. We cannot accept that. So the will is there, they will push other countries, will push to the ports and say, no, we cannot accept that.
We know that as a result of poverty, technologies like computers for institutions are almost being dumped here every now and then. Do African countries be able to address this issue of technology coming pushed down onto us?
What do we do with our research? Without research, there is no innovation. Without research, don't talk about technology. If you look at what is the part of the budget in each African country on which is, I don't know if it is 1%. And yet you remember in 2003, all these African countries committed really to spend at least 10% of the annual budget on agriculture. And who talk about agriculture, talk about research and development, Maputo Declaration. You don't have more than 10 countries who really honor the commitment. When I listen to transfer of technology, I'm sad.
We are now being told that plans are on for the establishment of the secretariat for the Bamako Convention. Does the UN environment believe that this is the right way to go in the light of similar experience where continental organizations are suffering from non-payment of member states' contributions?
We are just there to support them in providing technical background. We are there to produce factual facts. We are not there to tell them what to do. They are sovereign countries.
That was the director of the UN Environment Programme Africa, Dr. Juliet Kudenukpo, at the just-ended COP2 of the Bamako Convention in Abidjan.